The scrutiny of Facebook has intensified, with several US media outlets publishing more stories about how the social company's been failing to stop the spread of misinformation. The reports are based on the cache of internal company documents leaked by former Facebook employee Frances Haugen. It comes as the US Senate, which has been investigating Facebook, prepares to examine other tech platforms, including Snapchat, TikTok and YouTube. North America correspondent Catherine Diss reports.
Former Facebook data scientist Frances Haugen has been lauded a modern-day American hero for blowing the whistle on Facebook for putting profit above public good. There were always more documents to come.
The research and studies that reveal Facebook putting profits over people are from Facebook's own files revealed to them long before it was revealed to us.
Senator Richard Blumenthal heads up the Senate committee investigating social media giants and the power they wield over society.
What we're seeing here is a building drumbeat for accountability, a movement for reform that will require disclosure of the powerful algorithms that drive destructive content to children and others, the hate speech.
The latest drop across several major US media outlets detail how measures put in place to stamp out misinformation in the lead up to the 2020 election were lifted too quickly, likely contributing to the January 6 siege at the Capitol. Another staffer revealed that just days after the election, 10% of all US views of political material were of posts that alleged the vote was fraudulent. And while the company had identified ways to diminish the spread of political polarisation, conspiracy theories and incitement of violence, in many instances, executives had declined to implement those steps. Suzanne Nossel is one of 20 experts on the Facebook Oversight Committee. She spoke to CNN.
You know, they've got to do more to police hatred, vitriol, bullying on the platform, and we're seeing that, you know, coming out in spades through all of these different revelations.
The new committee is charged with adjudicating cases of when content stays up too long or is taken down without proper merit.
You know, what we're trying to do as a board is use the authority, the power, the relationship that we have with Facebook to press for more transparency, to really dig into some of these systems, like the cross-check system that they have for large accounts.
A big focus of the US Senate has been on how big tech firms are impacting children. The Subcommittee on Consumer Protection will this week hear from TikTok, YouTube and Snapchat. Here's Senator Blumenthal again.
Because I've heard from parents, they see the same problems there as occurs on Facebook and Instagram. Eating disorders, online bullying, self-harm, even suicide.
The Facebook files are arguably the biggest crisis to hit the social media giant since the Cambridge Analytica scandal of 2018, which led to new systems to stamp out misinformation during the 2020 election. But as these documents show, it did little to protect the public. This is Catherine Deuce in Washington, reporting for AM.